Sammy Sosa returns to the Chicago Cubs lineup tonight against Cincinnati after a 7-game suspension for using a corked bat. Commentator Frank DeFord says cheating at baseball is as old as the sport.
It's curious, isn't it, that there's always more bamboozling and hoodwinkery in baseball than in our other popular games. Oh, there's always players in every sport ready to look for an edge to cheat, but invariably that's spur-of-the-moment stuff that someone pulls off instinctively in the heat of the action. But baseball surely leads in premeditated cheating, has since at least the days of the old Orioles in the 19th century when John McGraw and his buddies would hide extra balls in the high outfield grass so they always had a convenient spare to pick up and chuck back to head off a surprised hitter. Through the years, many teams have been accused of using spies with binoculars to steal catchers' signs. So Sammy Sosa is descended from a long and dishonorable line of shifty tricksters. Likewise, so much of the baseball chicanery has always had to do with the equipment. Balls in baseball have forever been unfair game. Some of this may have to do with the fact that only in baseball does the ball belong to the defense. It's instructive that the only time I can remember in football where there have been accusations that the balls have been monkeyed with is when the home team has been charged with sneaking in special balls for the punter. And a punt is basically the only time when an offensive player is essentially on the defense. No basketball player would ever damage the ball that he has to shoot baskets with. But in baseball, balls have long been neatly sliced and cut and, in the vernacular, loaded up with various and sundry illicit viscous liquids. Bats, too, have had a criminal history. Ironically, while now the idea is to lighten a bat in order to swing it faster by inserting cork or sawdust or even, in one memorable instance, little rubber balls, the idea years ago was to make a bat a sturdier cudgel by hammering nails into it. Interesting about baseball, isn't it? You never hear about this sort of stuff in sports like golf and tennis, where the players also use the equivalent of bats. Only in our national pastime has such nefarious behavior always been part and parcel of the game. Of course, juicing up bats and balls is only a sideshow. In a way, the Sosa brouhaha only serves to divert interest from the real issue. It's not nearly so important what illegal substances baseball players put in their bats as what illegal substances baseball players put in themselves. While the rest of the world athletic community has at least made some effort to monitor drug use and to seriously penalize offenders, baseball's so-called drug program remains a farce. Actually, minor leaguers in baseball are checked rather stringently for drugs. It's only the major leaguers, shielded by a misguided union, who have no real problems in loading up their muscles and then popping check swing home runs. How goofy is that? The only professional athletes in America who have a more liberal drug program than Major League Baseball players are wrestlers for the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. Of course, illegal bats sometimes break when you use them. Illegal bodies often don't break down till after the games are over.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.